The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Murkowski, McKinnon, he scores!
TNT there with the highlight as the Avalanche destroy a pretty good LA Kings team, 9-3. They make it look easy, and here to me is the best thing about it. Nathan MacKinnon is heating up after a season in which it's been kind of a weird season for MacKinnon. Goals weren't going in early, a lot of assists. Shooting percentage was down. He joked a few weeks ago about how he was like shooting at like 2%, but
broke his wrist and squirted some of that soccer magic water on it.
Yeah, had the whole fighting debate. I mean, it's been kind of an up and down season for Nathan MacKinnon. But who cares if he's heating up and you look at what he's done in the last handful of games? He has 7 goals, hat trick last night. Hey, man. I can't wait to see what this guy has in store for the playoffs.
Dude, this guy is, he's just a fun, special player. It probably hasn't been, it hasn't been his best season. And he's had in and out of the lineup and a lot of inconsistent. Mike, you're right. If he heats up, directly to the Stanley Cup. Directly to the Stanley Cup.
After games like last night, are people starting to buy into my... They will absolutely cruise through the western part of the playoffs.
I'm worried about your jinxy cat nature. Yeah. But I'm
starting to come around. Starting to come around.
Jinx.
Okay, next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, he was able to go through parts of practice. You know, for him, obviously, every day on the court is a positive. You know, for him, for us, so having him out here participating in practice is great for him and everybody around him.
Mark, what do we make of Jamal Murray? At practice yesterday, limited. If this was football, he would have been limited. A limited participant. Mm-hmm. But, he's out there. Get those comments from Michael Malone. What do you read? What do you get out of those? Is this all just playoff gamesmanship as you get ready to try to put a few things into the heads of Steve Kerr and the Warriors?
Well, I don't think there's any way he's going to play in this series, obviously. I mean, I would be...
Why not?
I'd be shocked.
Really? Why not?
I just don't think he's ready. I mean, again, there's a difference.
Been a year. If he's not ready now, he's not going to be ready at all.
Right. So I don't think he's playing in this series.
Okay.
I mean, he's out there practicing, trying to... What? It's just different, man. There's a different level of intensity, as you know. And, playoff basketball is just different. It's different than regular season basketball. And I just don't think there's any way he's going to risk going out there and, attaining his rehabilitation. Starting over again. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Chris in the air to deep left.
NBC Chicago there with the highlight. The Rockies currently with the best winning percentage in the National League. And tied for the best winning percentage in baseball. About that?
Yeah.
Everybody, Rockies fans, take a screenshot of the standings this morning and carrying them around with you all summer. The Rockies get ready to host the Cubs and their fans tonight. Starting at Coors Field. How do you feel about the idea of the Rockies catering to opposing teams' fan bases like they welcoming Cubs fans?
That's the business model. I mean, it is an awesome experience to go down there. Now with McGregor Square and everything, it's awesome. It's awesome. And they understand that. And I don't, like, the business model, I don't begrudge them.
But a couple weeks ago, the Celtics came into town, beat the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
You had MVP chance for Jason Tatum. You had Nugget players afterwards kind of, and coaches, Michael Malone, sort of poking fun at or just kind of lamenting the fact that, man, there were a lot of Celtics fans there. They didn't like it. They clearly didn't like it.
Right.
The Nuggets didn't like it. The Rockies, they encourage this.
Sure, you want to come.
They build a strategy around it.
And other teams, and I've watched other teams roll in here and take a tour and be part of the game to see exactly how they're doing it. Dude, the Rockies are, from a business model standpoint and from a packing fans in the stand standpoint and concessions and everything else, the Rockies are a case study for the rest of Major League Baseball. Like, teams come in here to study how to do it the right way.
Ugh, I want to vomit. But, hey, you know what? Welcome, Cubby fans. Enjoy your old style. Drink up. Party. And hopefully the Rockies players can go take 3 out of 4 from you. Big series for Chris Bryant. What do you say? Next on the Morning Brew.
7 perfect innings with 13 strikeouts, and Dave Roberts makes maybe the hardest decision of his managerial career here, but a decision that he ultimately, you know, feels like had to be made.
Hardest decision. Dumbest decision. This is, you and I were having a conversation yesterday off air, and I made the comment to you, you know, Mark, I don't know if we've ever seen more jaw-dropping athleticism in baseball than is going on right now. I don't think the sport has ever had more athletic, talented players than baseball has right now. And yet this league just keeps stubbing its toe, showcasing them. Wow. Why do you take Clayton Kershaw out of a game in which he's throwing a perfect game?
He was at 80 pitches.
Yeah.
Hey, they hadn't extended. This is Major League Baseball's fault for not negotiating a deal that they could get players in on time. But these two be,
well, even if they had a normal spring training, he still would have been pulled.
He would have been capable of being extended more if they had a normal spring training.
That's what you're blaming it on?
No, that's just part of the way they think. 80 pitches, Clayton Kershaw, and listen, man, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Whether he throws a perfect game or not, he's going to the Hall of Fame. So you're looking at,
but he's never done it before.
Well,
and what, you've only had about 30 of them in the history of baseball?
I get it. He has thrown a no-hitter. But here's the deal, man. This is long haul. This is, what are you at? Game 5 of 162?
I just 23.
Right.
In the hundreds of thousands of games that have been played, 23. And you take a guy out when he has a chance to still.
All's I'm saying, if I'm Dave Roberts, the first thing I do is I go to him and say, what do you want to do? Where are you at? We're at 80 pitches. Lay it out. And let Clayton Kershaw make the decision. Now, that's me. I'd love to see him. Mike, I love baseball. I would love to have seen him have a perfect game. But I also know, I also understand the dynamics of it. It's like, hey, Marquez gets taken out after 7 perfect the other day. Not perfect, but 7 great innings the other day. And I heard, Chicken Little Marilat, complaining that Bud Black, we don't know what he's doing. It's about 100. This is a marathon. It's about the 162, and it's about limited pitch counts, and it's about all that.
I get all that.
Yes,
stuff. But Mark, this is a sport that is declining in interest because of moves like this.
Right.
It's a sport that is going out of its way to squelch fans' interest. And what would keep a fan's interest? The possibility of a perfect game. And you take them out during it. Baseball, get out of your own way. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.